this nasty time.
I just wanted to play that. And this is care of Daniel Crawford, who is the husband of Lindsay Kuykendall Crawford, who's a friend of mine. And that was her husband's version of Silent Night. And you're listening to Pop Rocket. Welcome to Pop Rocket. I'm Winter Mitchell Ragnarok, for now, filling in for Guy Branum. And welcome to Pop Rocket, a weekly show picking over all the pop culture we love to love. I've had a little bit of tequila, so we're kind of all over the place. And it's Christmas. With me to talk TV, film, music, and anything else entertaining for our final episode of the year. We fucking made it. I'm really shocked. It was a little dicey there. Our pop culture scholar and dyke about town, Karen Thompson.
Hey, Winter. Hi, Rocketeers.
Hi, Katie. I'm happy to see you.
I'm glad to be back. I've survived the plague that has been plaguing everyone
this
season.
Tried to take you down.
It really tried to take me down. I was like a dyke not about town.
You weren't. You were about that bedroom.
Dyke sequestered with cats. Exactly. But it's very nice to be back here on Pop Rocket.
Wait a second. Excusez-moi, the director of culture and entertainment for Out Magazine? Hey. Somebody made a jump. In the right direction is Travelle Anderson.
Hello. How are you?
I like your Spelman sweater.
Thank you so much. Representing all the time.
You got to. All the time. Did you go to Spelman?
No, I went to Morehouse.
Did men go to Spelman?
No.
Oh, okay.
They now accept trans people.
Loving it.
Yes.
Loving that.
Because they're always progressive. It's the men at Morehouse that are trash.
And now you know. Google it. And El Rey de Navidad, he really is the king of Christmas. I don't make any decisions without consulting this man. It's the co-host of Who Shot Ya and the film reviews editor at The Wrap, Alonzo Duralde.
Hello.
Welcome. I missed you.
I know. It's so nice to be back.
It's been forever.
And you really didn't come bearing gifts. Interesting.
Well, you know, my gift was the fact that you did an entire episode about Christmas horror movies, and not only didn't have me on, but didn't mention me once for the entire episode.
We did.
It
got cut then.
It got cut because I swear to God that
we definitely did talk about
you. I don't make those decisions, but, you know, when I am Benny Medina, I will make those decisions. That's some bullshit. And Travelle, goddamn it! Last time you were here on the show, you had a different title from a different organization. What's going on with you and your new role?
You know, I'm just running entertainment things for Out Magazine. We've got an entirely new team trying to diversify the Out Magazine of yesteryear, add some little diversity. I just said diversify. add some more energy, new perspective, more color.
Yes.
Less Rogaine Viagra.
Hopefully.
Yes, honey.
That's the plan.
Yes, honey. I'm into it. Alonzo, has there been a Christmas-themed podcast that you haven't been on? Yes, you just mentioned it.
apart from that one, no, this has been a busy month. So, yeah, if you guys want to hear me talk Christmas stuff, I'm on Max Fun shows. I'm on non-Max Fun shows. I'm all up in your podcatcher.
Coming up on this week's show, as you can tell, the four of us are going to create the official Pop Rocket Holiday Music Playlist. And instead of sharing our latest jams, we'll each share a song that best encapsulates our relationship to the past year, 2018. But first, let's find out what arts and entertainment news or events have kept our attention, because this is our last episode this year. Each of us can share one thing in 2018 that we can watch, listen to, read, consume over and over again. Karen?
The one thing that I think is unforgettable for me about 2018 in entertainment is the series finale of The Americans. Mm. I know we had a whole show on The Americans here this year. It was one of my favorite ones to do. Alonzo was there.
It was great.
But I just, you know, that episode haunts me. It lingers. I feel tremendous pangs of injustice when it's not like recognized at awards shows. Yeah. And every time I can't hear With or Without You now. My listening practice to that song has shifted so considerably.
Wow.
Since that scene on the train.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, it's not anything that can be produced again. It's never coming back. So it's a thing that I will hold on to as, you know, kind of a very melancholic but also really powerful and beautiful experience from 2018, because there weren't a lot of those experiences to experience in the broader culture. So the Americans, thank you so much for all your time on TV. And I will hold, you know, that episode in my heart forever.
I think that's part of the problem of peak TV is that it dilutes the power that individual shows can have. But but you're right. The Americans totally landed and like just nailed it.
They fucking Nadia Comaneci'd that shit.
Yes.
That's what they call on
10,
the gym.
10, 10, 10.
They stuck it.
Yeah, stuck it.
Stuck that
landing. Alonzo?
So I was trying to think about like what I kept coming back to this year, and Dave White forbid me from bringing up Paddington 2 again, because I've been talking about it.
I can tell from your social media.
By the way, Dave White, thank you.
I've been talking about it too much everywhere. So
thank you, Dave White.
I spared it. So then I thought, like, well, what's a thing that I've gone back to over and over again? And I think the pop culture moment that I experienced the most times over and over again and collared people to show them and would just look at again when I needed a boost. Amber Ruffin on Late Night with Seth Meyers, who does a segment called Amber Says What?
Oh, yeah, she's great.
And she did a thing where she started talking about Putin and Steven Seagal, and she had to switch it to Amber Says Why. And it's just the greatest thing.
Then something that makes less than no sense happened. Okay, I found out Putin has appointed Steven Seagal the new Russian ministry special representative. And I was like, why? Which brings us to a new segment called Amber Says Why. Putin, you want to improve relations with America and you picked Steven Seagal. Why? Why did you do this? And what exactly is what you did? What is it for? Fun? Nothing? What? Who gets something from it? And why do they get what they get? And what is what they get? Why do you? Why did you? Why did you do what you do? Also, is this the kind of thing you do? And where is this exactly? Where does it take place and for whom?
I love that the first two All About so far have like been tinged with Russia. Yeah. It's like total Russian soft power has like infiltrated the booth in 2018.
I mean, we're going to be Russia. New Russia soon.
We're
used to it. Travel, I'm really glad you picked this because I was struggling and she was in my top one, but I'm very happy to pass this torch to you.
Listen, Cardi B is having the year that we all want. You know, ignore that little situation that happened with her baby daddy.
I'm not ignoring it. I'm leaning into it.
Oh, okay, well, you can lean in if you want. That works too. But Cardi B,
at the workplace.
Listen, the disrespect, okay? But I just love, Cardi B has had an amazing year. She's the hottest rapper out right now, one of the hottest artists out right now. And I just love watching everything. Her episode of Carpool Karaoke just came out.
Hey, little bitch, you can't fuck.
You can say that on TV.
These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes.
At the store, I can
get them both. I don't want to choose. And I'm quick,
like a man,
so don't get comfortable. Woo. I don't dance now, I make money moves. Say, I don't gotta dance, I make money moves. If I see you and I don't speak, that means I don't fuck with you. I'm a boss, you a worker, bitch. I make money moves.
It's the funniest thing on the internet right now, I promise you.
Yeah, Cardi B. I mean, you know, like the funny thing is that we got some blowback for choosing Cardi B for our summer jam.
What?
And
who? I want names.
I mean, you know, like some. Those are some.
I'll fight them.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah. I mean, and we did, and there was actually a lot of blowback around her relationship with Offset being like one of the reasons that she's like not, you know, awoken a person because like she was with this homophobic person. But you know, given also like where the arc of that story has gone, I feel like, I don't know. It's just kind of proven Cardi B is her own person in this whole situation.
She did CBS Sunday Morning, which literally, it's one of my favorite shows. I'm sorry. I just love...
Big Mo Rocha fan.
Oh, my God. But, like, I sat there and listened to her, and then I watched her on Corden, and she's the only person who's had a meteoric rise, literally since J-Lo, that I was like, I'm not sick of it yet. Mm-hmm. I want more. And I haven't felt that since J-Lo. Mm-hmm. They both happen to be from the Bronx. I just was like, this is somebody, a female woman of color, that I'm like, you know what? So into it. Everyone else has driven me nuts. Mm. Everyone. I'm done with every fucking body. I'm so over so many people that the list would literally like roll out this door, down the escalator, down the elevator, into the parking lot, and maybe out onto the street. Everyone has worn out their welcome this year, and for some reason Cardi hasn't, and I think it's her authenticity. Mm-hmm. I think that the way that she sort of communicates things, it's really like it's not a naivete, because at first I was like, is she gonna play this whole like I'm from the Bronx and I'm kind of ratchet and did it for like how long is that gonna get, you know, played out? But then it's like her embracing the fact that she has super confidence, and then she's embracing the riches of what the fundamental like fame that she's, you know, the fashion shows, the travel, mm-hmm. the bag, and the you know, she's doing all those things, and she's staying consistent with the music, new tracks literally every 6 to 8 weeks.
Listen, she's working hard. She's working the hardest hard. One working right now.
That she's
is,
the hardest.
The hustle is there.
The hustle is there. So I'm very into Cardi B. And I just think that, you know, when she goes live on Instagram or when she puts up a new post and talks about Offset Stick, I don't want to hear about that. But thank you for letting us know. Even though I have very controversial opinions about what he did at Rolling Loud this weekend, I still am rooting for her hardcore to be mm-hmm. like a legend in her own time. Mine is really short. I had a lot of things that I could have picked, but the one thing that I'll never get tired of watching is Mission Impossible Fallout.
Wow.
Over and over and over again.
Wow.
And the part that gets me so revved up, I mean, this part makes me soups moist, is Henry Cavill
cocking the fists,
reloading his fucking guns. Oh, that yes. motherfucker can reload his guns over me as much as he wants.
That is a moment.
That is a moment.
Like, if that's not in a clip package on the Oscars this year, someone needs to get
someone
fired.
Someone needs to get fired. I mean, the other thing too,
could
is,
his fists host the Oscars?
I would love that, to be honest. The thing about it is that, like, Mission Impossible series, I've said this before on the show, is one of my favorite franchises. It's a franchise that works. I mean, everything about those movies, I'm on the edge of my seat. I'm clapping like a fool. I look like an asshole at the movie theater. I look like a 5-year-old kid. And this movie did not disappoint this year. It was fantastic. I love the fact that Tom Cruise leans into the fact that he's got one good franchise. He's going to try to make Top Gun another one. I don't think it's going to work. I think Mission Impossible is his legacy at this point. And it was the first time I felt like Tom Cruise gave it his all, but kind of let Henry Cavill do his thing. Because he knew, he was smart enough to know that Henry Cavill is hot, tall, emphasis on tall, hot, tall, and, you know, the guy of the moment.
Well, you know, I think that Cruise is actually better about sharing the wealth.
Yes.
Because, like, Rebecca Ferguson in the previous movie was the star. That was the, yeah. that was the breakout, like, who's she?
Right.
Let's have right. more from her. And so for him to acquiesce that level of attention in his last remaining franchise, mm-hmm. he's a smart cookie. He's always been a smart cookie.
Boom.
Boom.
There it is.
You're listening to Pop Rocket. We'll be right back to create the ultimate holiday music playlist.
Hello, Maximum Fun. I am Oliver Wong, scholar, journalist, DJ, etc.
And I'm Morgan Rold. I'm a music supervisor who loves stilettos. We host Heat Rocks, a music podcast where we talk to influential artists and scholars about the albums that changed their lives. On our most recent episode, we had the chance to talk with none other than R&B legend Macy Gray about one of her favorite albums, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy by Yeezy.
We get deep talking about everything from Kanye's college dropout days all the way up to his most recent shenanigans.
I just think it's weak, and I don't think he has to do that, and I was just disappointed.
So make sure you, dear listener, are subscribed, because you definitely do not want to miss this conversation.
Heat Rocks every Thursday right here on Maximum Fun.
Welcome back to Pop Rocket. I'm Winter Mitchell Rohrbaugh. With me in the studio
Alonzo Duralde,
Travell Anderson,
and Karen Tongson.
As we well know, the holidays are a time for families. Yeah, right. To come together, share meals,
share meth,
that too.
Share meth, that too, and fellowship and argue with one another. So it shall be today. The four of us here in the studio must work together to create an official Pop Rocket holiday playlist of the most deserving 20 holiday songs. That's most deserving, not most popular. Also, for a song to be included on the official Pop Rocket holiday music playlist, it needs to be three of us to sign up on its inclusion. Plus, majority approval doesn't only apply to the song title, but to the artist as well.
Very complicated.
Very complicated. Mm. In other words, we might all agree that Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas should be on the playlist, but should it be Frank Sinatra's version or Christina Aguilera's?
Judy or nothing.
Oh, no. I have that on my list. Anyway, we're getting started.
Okay, before we start building our list, I want to know the holiday music that you grew up with. What's the holiday soundtrack of your youth, KT?
My parents are musicians, so that meant they were always working over the holidays. And here in the United States, like for 25 years, my dad was a musical director for this Christmas spectacle at the Riverside Community Center for Spiritual Living, which is very woo, like very diverse church, predominantly African-American. And so they'd have like a big band. My mom would always come in and sing some jazzed up bossa nova version of a classic Christmas song. There'd be the choir, the youth choir, some interpretive dancers. Aspects of it were very Waiting for Guffman. But that was very much like my U.S. family tradition until my folks retired from doing that just like a year ago. But, you know, the main thing that I bring with me that's like from my background in the Philippines is, of course, we're a very festive people. We also celebrate Noche Buena, which is Christmas Eve instead of actually Christmas Day. So that's when we have the big feast.
Same with the Spaniards.
Inherited from our great Spanish colonizers. And so so we used to always do that. And frankly, you know, Christmas was my grandmother's favorite holiday. And, you know, in her final weeks, she really wanted to make it to Christmas, but it didn't seem likely. So we set up her entire home with the tree and the lights, had her bed next to the tree. And, you know, we listened to her favorite music. She talked about what she wanted us to bring for Christmas, her Christmas potluck. And that was one of the last sort of conversations we all had together before she passed, basically the day after that. And so I guess in tribute, I did want to play like the Filipino Christmas song that every Filipino knows. I don't know. It was just I heard it in the Filipino grocery Seafood City the other day. And I was just like, I haven't thought about this song in years. But when it comes on, it just makes me think of being back in Manila with my whole family. Someone's killed one of the chickens and one of the pigs and is roasting everything. And we're having a great time. And the song is called Ang Pasko Ay Sumapit, which means Christmas is here.
Weirdly, I don't have, like, I can't think of any Spanish Christmas songs that I grew up listening to. Like, my parents, there's nothing that they would sing. My parents are both immigrants from Spain. But we had this fairly prescribed playlist because the five LPs that we owned were basically Bing, Andy Williams, Dean Martin, and like the Boston Pops and, you know, maybe I think Perry Como or something, but not much. And so in the same way that writing the book about Christmas movies was to sort of expand the annual playlist of what you would look at, my adult life has been about expanding my Christmas music parameters. And so between all the awesome old stuff and the great new things that pop up every year, it's just like my iTunes is constantly swelling with an insane amount of Christmas music.
How did you fall in love with Christmas, Alonzo, though? That's just a question. I mean, like, you know, you're the Christmas gay. Yeah. And I'm just like, how did that
Because I think it was always a great time in my family. I was the youngest child, but I was a menopause baby. So I was like 5 years, 5 years younger than the nearest one and 13 years younger than the oldest one. So by the time I was like in grammar school, my older siblings were going off to college. So Christmas was like, was everybody coming home? And it was a big deal. And I just have a ton of positive associations to Christmas. And so and that extends to my positive associations with Christmas media, you know, and looking back at stuff like, you know, the Charlie Brown Christmas and the Grinch and Frosty, which in my day in the pre-VCR era, like aired once a year and you had to carry that with you all year.
Yeah.
It's amazing how much that stuff stuck from just from single annual viewings as a child.
Yeah.
You know, from that CBS, the old special, you know, logo at the beginning to the old Rankin Bass logo at the end that they no longer play, but I mentally still add it when I watch those shows.
It's so weird. It's just in the background because it's just like a constant. For me, it was literally like Take Six and Travel. I don't know if you're a Take Six connoisseur because you're very young, but it was Take Six.
That's
anything
a great
Take Six, and then anything that they did, just literally my mom and dad were all about that. And then Silent Night by the Temptations, which I feel like they were all on coke. Wrong.
They probably were.
What about you, Travel?
I mean, I don't know. I feel like Christmas was like no different time. I grew up in the church, and so like it was just like the same gospel songs we were already listening to the rest of the year.
Go tell it on the mountain.
Everything, and it's just like, oh, we doing it again this Sunday. You know, now we gotta do it for real. You know, but I think for me it was like I always think back to like The Preacher's Wife.
That's like
a movie that my family like always watches.
R.I.P. Penny
Marshall. R.I.P.
And the soundtrack is just amazing. And so, like, that's the main thing I think of. And then some, like, you know, the ratchet, like, late 90s rappers who would, like, do a Christmas song. I have a couple on my list. We'll get there.
Thank you. God bless you. Let's go through our top tens.
All right.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Travel, why don't you start?
All right. So I have a couple songs on here that I know you all have never heard of. FYI.
Okay.
So my number one is, it's a song called We Are Christmas that was written by and performed by the Spelman College Glee Club. What You Want for Christmas by the Quad City DJs. That's one of those ratchet tracks
God.
I mentioned.
Oh, my God.
Listen, it's amazing. I have two tracks on here from the Preacher's Wife soundtrack. Who Would Imagine a King by Whitney Houston, as well as Joy to the World by Whitney Houston. This Christmas by Donny Hathaway. Mm-hmm. 8 Days of Christmas by The Queen's Destiny's Child.
Yes.
That's a Hellemu, which is a song performed by the Morehouse College Glee Club that you all should check out. Santa Claus Goes Straight to the Ghetto. Not James Brown's version, Fantasia's version.
Oh, okay.
And then we have Rudy the Big Booty Reindeer by Big Frida. And then last but not least, Sleigh Ride by TLC.
Do you have Big Frida's queued up? Because that is the one that I have never heard of, and I think we should enlighten our audience.
Rudy was a big booty reindeer. He lived up at the North Pole. He wasn't like the other reindeers, cause they would treat him cold. Rudy only wanted a good time. Rudy only wanted to dance. He'd sneak off and listen to Frida whenever he had a chance. I've been working all day, I've been working all night. Play that beat, I'll be alright. I've been working all day, I've been working all night. Play that beat, I'll be alright.
Now you feel different, don't you?
Oh yeah, it's very different.
You're so revive. Alonzo.
This was harder than coming up with my top 10 movie list.
Yes.
Like ask me tomorrow and I'll give you 10 different ones. But here's my today for the top of my head. Pearl Bailey's 5 Pound Box of Money needs to be in the canon for sure. Andy Williams, It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. That's just like the second I hear that song, it makes me feel better. Nat King Cole's Caroling. The Free Designs, Close Your Mouth, It's Christmas.
Oh, wow.
Tracy Thorne has an amazing Christmas album out. This is one of her originals called Joy. The Bird and the Bees version of Carol of the Bells.
Oh, that's a ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa, okay.
Ella Fitzgerald's Sleigh Ride. The Carpenters doing There's No Place Like Home for the Holidays. The Waitress's Christmas Wrapping, because come on. And Big John Greer's We Want to See Santa Do the Mambo.
Can we play The Bird and the Bees?
Sure.
Carol Bells.
I feel like this is the soundtrack to like going into one of those like succulent pot holding stores in Echo Park.
Just so like, weird because I was like, I can murder somebody to this.
Hand blown ceramics.
It's what they've got in the chill out room at the rave and go.
Exactly. KT.
These came to me very quickly. And of course, the first one being the Carpenters' only original Christmas song, Merry Christmas, Darling. Hard Candy Christmas by Dolly Parton. There is no Christmas without the Hard Candy Christmas. The Christmas song, even though it's ubiquitous, aka Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire, is a classic. And that's the one I'll never tire of. And I'm torn between Montormé's and Nat King Cole's versions of that. All I Want for Christmas, Mariah Carey. I know it's a predictable and popular choice, but I think it is the greatest original Christmas song, a new non-standard Christmas song to have come out in the last 40 years. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So
I'll give you that.
That's fair.
Sure.
I love having Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Sure.
Okay. Oh, a little like Mimi's gonna get mad. Okay. And then Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, again, another ubiquitous song, but I love Ella's version. Ella Fitzgerald is so swing. She's in the pocket in that one. Last Christmas by Wham, made even more poignant by George Michael's death on Christmas.
Oh, God.
Barbra Streisand's version of White Christmas, because it's got so much moxie, and I find it way less mush mouth than the original Bing Crosby version.
Ooh, he might have been dropped.
Do They Know It's Christmas by Band-Aid? People hate this song because it lasts forever, but for me, I remember how titillated I was that every singer in every British boy group that I was into was singing this song.
Well, tonight, thank God it's them instead of you.
Well, good old Bono, and he was my least favorite one. But to have like Simon Le Bon and George Michael back to back, woo!
Yeah.
Panty splash.
That was the only time where it made sense.
Yeah. Feliz Navidad, Jose Feliciano. That's a big song. Everybody in the Philippines loves that song. And This Christmas, also by Donny Hathaway. There's no Christmas without that song.
Absolutely.
100%. Can we play Hard Candy by Parton?
Me, I'll be just fine and dandy. Lord, it's like a hard candy Christmas. I'm barely getting through tomorrow. But still, I won't let sorrow bring you away.
Can I tell you what I love about Dolly Parton so much, just really quickly? This woman is very wealthy, has an entire brand that will live beyond her years, and she still sounds, no matter what, like a woman who's just hard down on her luck, hard up, trying to make it happen, trying to make it through every single song, authentic, real. That's just my love letter.
Somebody recently said that if a man sang 9 to 5, it would have become a labor anthem.
I just love her. My list is pretty basic. I did All I Want for Christmas. This is, by the way, we have a top 5 list. This Christmas, All I Want for Christmas, Christmas Wrapping, Last Christmas, and the Christmas song. Mine is 3 out of 5 of those. All I Want for Christmas is You by Mariah. Last Christmas by our king, George Michael. The Christmas song by Nat King Cole. Sleigh Ride by Andy Williams, which is the Jizzam.
It is totally. If I hadn't picked a
it's
different
okay.
Andy, that would have been my choice.
Let It Snow by Frank Sinatra, because literally, listen, this man, when he wasn't trying to negotiate with mobsters at casinos, was making hits, and we all know it. And then there's Christmas in Hollis by Run-DMC, which, look, we love it. We totally get it. Tom Petty, this is an honorable mention, because this man is a legend, and it's the more I hear of his discography, the sadder I get that he is no longer with us. But I would love to play Christmas Wrapping, because Orlando and I, this song is just so punk.
Merry Christmas, what I think of this is one that's true. Merry Christmas, what I think of
written by Chris Butler, vocals by the late, great Patty Donahue. Oh, I love that song so much.
Christmas Wrapping is also a good, like, we're driving to Palm Springs for Christmas.
Oh,
exactly.
Yes, yes.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And then we had more, you know, people, we all kind of had more than one person on the list. Alonzo and I are firmly in the Andy Williams sleigh ride. It's the most wonderful time of the year. I mean, can we make the case for it, Alonzo?
Well, to settle this properly, I think we need to listen to like the megamix of three different versions of Sleigh Ride that have been pitched tonight by Andy Williams, Ella Fitzgerald, and T to the L to the C.
Amen.
Okay.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
And
we did that, by the way. Did you do that?
Did our producer swish do that?
That was good.
Now the Rocketeers are going to want a special edition of that.
Yes. That was really good. I don't know. I'm stuck. I'm struggling.
I don't know if we can pick which version.
We didn't even throw in the one from the Christmas with Phil Spector album, which is also awesome.
No, I mean, I think that, like, look, Sleigh Ride, it depends on what kind of vibe you want to hit with Sleigh Ride.
Exactly.
Like, why do you love the TLC? I mean, other than the fact that you're young.
I love the TLC version because it's, you know, when I'm looking for Christmas music, I'm looking for something I can twerk to.
Okay.
Twerk to Ella Fitzgerald.
You can't.
You gotta do a waltz or something to Ella Fitzgerald.
You can't even really waltz.
It's like, you know, a two-step. Great versions, right. But you know, I'm just looking to get down with it, you know.
Who are you twerking with on Christmas?
You don't know.
Baby Jesus. Okay.
Rudy the Big Booty Reindeer. Yeah, no, they all definitely fit a different niche. I mean, like, Andy's has kind of a saucy cha-cha beat going on.
Yes, it was different for him. That's what I like about it. Let me just say, and Alonzo, maybe you can agree with me. Mm. I like it because it's not like the big bandy. You know, it's just a little bit more
the only version I had growing up was the Boston Pops version. Right. I was literally in high school before I knew that song had lyrics. All the versions are new and exciting to me. But like, but Ella is like fucking cool because everything Ella Fitzgerald ever did was fucking cool.
Yes.
So cool, so swinging. I mean, I can have a cocktail in my hand. Mm. All I need to do is just a little snap here. A little toke of a smoke here.
A slight nod.
A little
of the head.
Bite of lumpia here. And it's just, I'm still like moving through the room, you know? It's like got my pacing down.
Yes. You got a tray of rumaki and you're making yourself a
Ella's
a vibe for sure. Ella is definitely a vibe for sure.
You guys, we can't decide on which sleigh ride we like. So I think what we're going to do in this situation, we're breaking our own rules. Again, don't we always do that?
We do that every time.
We're so, there's so much pop culture to consume.
We can't make a fucking decision.
Don't like, it's reason why none of us are parents. Sleigh Ride, we're going to put a poll up this week and you guys decide which sleigh ride you want to be in the official Pop Rocket holiday playlist. And then we will add it to them there. So that it will be Sleigh Ride by Andy Williams, Sleigh Ride by Ella Fitzgerald, or Sleigh Ride by TLC, or the mashup that
the Swish Mega Mix.
The Swish Mega Mix. You have an option of choosing from one of four. Collect them all.
DJ Swish Bish.
Yeah.
Well, so Alonzo, I know that you picked a different Carpenter song than Merry Christmas, Darling. What is up with that?
It was kind of the first one that I thought of, and just it's one of the ones from them that I like, but I totally defer to the idea that Merry Christmas, Darling, not only being their original, but being so perfectly in the Karen Carpenter wheelhouse.
The heartbreak of it.
Yes.
If we do put a Carpenter song on our Pop Rocket playlist, which I would lobby that we should, because they're among the most Christmassiest of acts in the last, again, 40 years. It would be Merry Christmas, Darling.
I totally agree.
Merry Christmas, darling. We're apart, that's true. But I can dream, and in my dreams, I'm Christmasing with you.
When someone like Karen Carpenter comes on, I'm immediately taken back to just sort of the trauma of her loss, because I think about how, you know, my parents reacted. My grandma, KT's pouring her drink because she's...
Sorry about the ambient sound.
Pouring one out for Karen.
Pouring one out for Karen.
Pouring one out for Karen. I just love her. And so, like, hearing her voice, I got to tell you, one of... It's her, Nat King Cole, Mariah Carey, George Michael. When I hear their voices, and Ella Fitzgerald, when I hear their voices in Tie with Christmas, it's like instantaneous tears.
And Donny Hathaway, which Travelle and I both selected this Christmas. I mean, I know that, I don't know what it was like. My family loves that song. That's a song that will always be playing in my household. Mm-hmm. What's your relationship to...
I think it's just one of those, it's like probably the only classic Christmas song on my top 10 list. And I almost went for the Chris Brown version.
God damn it, Chris!
Almost.
You get out.
I actually was introduced to this song by the movie in which Chris Brown sings it.
There you go.
I'm still Team Donny, but I hear you on that one.
Hang all the mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better. This Christmas, and as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside's blazing bright.
This is like the coolest Christmas song in the world, I think.
And also, when the season rolls around, I have to rewatch the clip of Patti LaBelle at the National Christmas Tree Lighting.
Hell yes.
Where are my backup singers?
Hang all the mistletoe. I'm going to get to know you better. It's Christmas.
Where are my background singers? Woo! Oh, baby, baby. And it's the wrong words on the cue cards. I don't know the song.
This Christmas, I'm gonna have them all I can. Because I don't have the right words and I have no background singers.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I don't know that we've put together a playlist.
I mean, we have. Look, guys. We have
so confused.
We got at least five songs
this episode is actually all about.
As the resident Virgo in this booth tonight,
it
has fallen to me.
She's got her green eye shade on.
To keep track of what songs exist. Well, so these are the songs that we have gathered thus far into the playlist. Just in case it's hard for you to keep up out there, Rocketeers. It's hard for us to keep up in here too. There's like Tito's. Because there's some weird chilled wine. Anyway, we've got This Christmas by Donna Hathaway, All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey, Christmas Wrapping by The Waitresses, Last Christmas by Wham, The Christmas Song, Nat King Cole's version, that's Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire, Sleigh Ride, which you're going to vote on which version you love the most. We've also got Merry Christmas, Darling by The Carpenters. We've got Hard Candy Christmas by Dolly Parton. And we've got Rudy the Big Booty Reindeer by Big Frida.
Yes.
So those are the songs that we have on the list. I believe that's 9. And so I think now we're going to make some pitches for some of our favorite outliers or diva tunes or whatever it is.
All right. I think more people need to know Pearl Bailey's 5-pound box of money.
Yes.
More people need to know Pearl Bailey, period.
Yes, dead ass.
But this is a song that cuts to the chase.
Hey, Santa Claus. You want to make me happy this year? Listen to me, honey. Give Pearl something that'll be of some use to me, like a 5-pound box of money. Now there's a little gift. It's loaded with lots of sentiment. See, whenever I get blue, Santa, I'm going to think of you. But at the same time, that will change to pay my rent, you see?
That's great. Very pragmatic request. Yeah, amazing. Yeah.
Nobody Icon. Delivers like her.
Icon, no one. For sure. So I'm going to go for, it's a song called Bete Helemu. It's performed and has been popularized by the Morehouse College Glee Club, my alma mater. And it's this Nigerian song. You won't know any of the words because it's in a different language. But like, just like let it wrap you.
Are they saying Bethlehem or no?
Well, that's what Bete Helemu is.
Okay,
yes.
Just sure.
Just imagine you're sitting in a church, the Martin Luther King Jr. Ooh. International Chapel of yes, Morehouse College's yes, campus, yes. Okay, and you have all these black men in these wonderful yes. tuxedos. They're playing the drums that you hear. The tambourine players have their own choreography in Ooh. The back. Like, it's a moment, I promise you. You don't
it.
Know what they're saying, but you feel what they're
I
saying.
I love it.
And
I
all
love
that
it.
Harmony, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. KT.
You know, all of my choices are pretty mainstream, and so many of my choices were already like in the consensus category. So I don't have anything super outlier to put on the list, but I do, just in case Ella's version of Sleigh Ride doesn't make it, I do think that no holiday playlist is complete without an Ella tune, and her version of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas is just the most fun.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away.
Like, when she sings that line, I fucking believe her.
Yeah. Mm. They'll be out of sight.
So, you know, let me just, yeah, exactly. Out of sight.
Michael Flynn will be in jail. mine is Silent Night by Take Six. I mean.
Oh, I was hoping you'd choose this one. I love Take Six. My family also love Take Six.
And I love their Christmas album.
Throwback, yeah.
They're just like, it reminds me of my mom. And my mom is just so, is always trying in her own way to invoke some type of tradition. Because she didn't have one growing up in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
That was my Elvis. So she, you know.
Costello?
Oh, wow. Thanks, Alonzo. She was always trying to invoke some type of tradition. And a lot of Take Six aggressively year after year. It was different than what my grandparents and my great-grandparents were always playing. Like the, you know, the Nat King Coles and the Ellas and the, you know, Andy's of the world. This was my mom's way of sort of ingratiating us into sort of like that new Christmas and new Christmas gospel. Spike Lee in your dreams. He was there. And Stanley Clark. And Denzel Washington.
I think it's very important to point out in conversations like this, fuck pentatonics.
Yeah, oh, fuck I know. Pentatonics, okay?
People knew how to do a cappella back then.
Okay.
And also, like, from Manhattan Transfer to yes. Take Six to
thank
all
you,
of those.
Thank
people.
You,
I'll give me straight yeah. no chaser before
yes,
fucking
exactly.
pentatonics.
Exactly. They think they... Oh, mm. God, they have no idea. They have an idea... But they don't have an idea.
I like pentatonics, though.
Oh, see, because you have. Before pentatonics.
Take Six is a lot better.
You was
the
not
harmonies.
On a Manhattan Transfer, like, diet.
I was mm. not.
Like I was. Manhattan mm. Transfer is just who you was listening to.
Yes. Away down
1985.
Down in Birmingham. Oh, I'm in South.
Yes, Alonzo.
On your
way to work, on your way home from work, and during your lunchtime, that's who you was listening to, some Manhattan Transfer.
This has become very much like a holiday gathering where we pick on the youngest one.
Yes, right.
I love it.
So do.
I love it.
So do. You want to sit at the adult us. Table.
This is what I got to deal with.
You got to deal
with. This is
with.
What I got to deal
while
with.
While Travel was nursing Alexa, we were like out living lives.
Dead ass.
Well, I mean, you know what? I think that rounds out like a top 10 or like with even a bonus. And I think that like what the Rocketeers could do is also just like see the rest of our individual top 10s mm-hmm. in the mix, those ones that didn't make the cut. And you'll have a fine, fabulous, if slightly, maybe even disconcertingly, jarringly, like...
You'll have it for your weekend.
You'll have all the twerk songs.
Yeah, yeah. You'll have the twerk songs, and you will... Look.
That quiet moment at dinner, suddenly, yeah, that's just going to come up.
Well, sometimes that's what you need. A little Big Frida to pop in.
You know? And switch the game up. You want to move from ham to turkey? Throw on some Big Frida.
There you go.
Okay, we got to move on, but we have covered over a baker's dozen of amazing, awesome Christmas anthems that we know you will love. We're going to add the entire playlist to our Pop Rocket Spotify, so you'll be able to check it out there. I'm sorry if we didn't meet your favorite at this junction, but we will be back with our jams that encapsulate 2018 for all of us.
Welcome back to WKEP at Night. Up next, looks like we've got a PSA from local forest ranger Duck Newton.
Do I start now or?
Yeah, and lean in, Duck.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, I wanted to address the unfortunate situation that... Okay, listen. Two people, good people that I and a lot of y'all have known our whole lives are dead. Torn to shreds by...
A savage, bloodthirsty beast that defies human comprehension. If you'd like to know more, stop by the Cryptonomica, Kepler's premier museum of the macabre. Just off highway...
Come on. We just wanted to warn y'all, to beg you. If you see one of those things out in the forest, don't fight. Don't scream. Run. Run as far as you can.
Doc, it's almost midnight. Listen, folks, if you see anything, please go to thelamplighter.org and let us know. And get behind a locked door tonight.
Anything else we need to... Oh, they're leaving. Okay, well, that's thelamplighter.org, and stay safe out there, Kepler.
Welcome back to Pop Rocket. I'm your host, Winter Mitchell Rohrbaugh. With me in the studio,
Karen Thompson,
Alonzo Duraldi,
Travel Anderson.
And every week on Pop Rocket, as you know, we ask our panel, what's your current jam? But since this is our last show of 2018, I'm asking, what song best encapsulates 2018 for you? Now, the song doesn't need to be from 2018, but it should capture how you feel about it. So, Alonzo.
Yeah, this was a nightmare of a year.
Compared to last year, though?
Even still, yeah, I think so. I need a lot more indictments to make this year better.
Hell the fuck yeah.
So until then, it was I needed something to get me out of bed to, like, you know, give me some hope. And so what this became the song that I programmed into my phone as my alarm. Because I needed the motivation, I needed the inspiration, I needed the optimism of Lizzo's Good as Hell.
If he don't love you anymore, just walk your fine ass out the door. I do my hair tall, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Hair tall, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Feeling good as hell.
You are not bringing me down, Mike Pence.
Hell yeah.
Yes, daily affirmations.
Love Lizzo.
KT?
My feelings towards 2018.
2018.
I'm going to get a new accent. anyway, Mary Poppins. No. But in the same idiom, I would like to bid 2018, since we're very close to the end of it, a so long and a farewell from the emotion from the original motion picture soundtrack of The Sound of Music. But I do want to think a little more deeply. It's not just So Long Farewell 2018, but think about this song, which begins as a cute little number that you perform at a party, but then becomes your method of escape from the Nazis. And that is why this song to me encapsulates, again, like everything in 2018, where they're like the moments that could be radiant or that could be exciting, but that fundamentally you're thinking and rifling through your head, okay, how am I going to use this if I need to escape from the Nazis?
How can this be an Antifa anthem?
Exactly. So here we go, 2018, this is my song for you.
So long, farewell, au revoir, I'll be the same. I'd like to stay and taste my first champagne. So long. Sigh and say goodbye. Goodbye.
And on that note, bye.
Bye. Travel.
My song is going to be Fantasia's Lose to Win.
Yes. Mm.
I think similar to what you both said, like this has been a shit show, but that song, I think it perfectly encapsulates like having to go through some stuff, but like being able and realizing that there's hope and you could potentially win. This goes out to Stacey Abrams. This goes out to Beto. Yes. This goes out to Gillum.
Yes.
You know, Cynthia Nixon.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you've got to lose to win again.
Hell yeah.
That's awesome.
Love
I mean,
her. God
also,
damn.
I fucking
so
love the sample of the Night Shift. You know? That sample coming in. Mm.
I picked Drake Nice for What? And here's why. I just give zero fucks anymore. Mm. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that this administration is bullshit, but it's starting to come apart and I love it. Mm. And I also feel like the Me Too, you know, now we're starting to see that men, you know, present company not included because y'all are part of the tribe. There are starting to be revealed for who they are. So that's been really helpful and allowed us to sort of get out there, especially strong black, you know, curvy women who are threatening to everybody. We've been allowed to sort of speak into ourselves and lean into ourselves. And we're just starting to see that, you know, why do I have to be nice? Why am I being nice to you? Why am I, you know, breaking my back, breaking a sweat, and you're just an asshole? And I've literally leaned into it into the most nicest possible way. I used to be a mega bitch and just say shit and be a complete fucking see you next Tuesday. And now I'm just like a nice see you next Tuesday, and it's completely changed because I'm a wife now and I can't actually be arrested. I can't be arrested anymore. For misbehavior, I can just simply say in a very medium tone, can you lower your voice? And it's not being directed at me, so nice for what?
Gotta hit them angles, with your phone out, snapping like you Fable. And you're showing off, but it's all right. And you're showing off, but it's all right. It's a short life.
How about that? Nice for what? Okay.
Hey.
And as a Degrassi obsessive, the I'm upset video was definitely a
I'm upset. I'm upset. And just since we're closing out 2018, stop shitting on Drake. Everyone stop shitting on Drake.
But this has been the lesson of Pop Rocket for over 200 episodes now.
Stop shitting on Drake. Why are you mad at him?
I think I know what next year's Max Fun Drive pin is going to say.
Stop shitting on Drake. He's great. Like, what are you mad about? You're just being a hater. Stop shitting on Drake. How about that? Happy New Year, y'all.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Happy holidays. Happy New Year. Happy holidays to Ms. Branham and Madame Wappler.
Yes.
Who, you know, are off already holiday.
I don't blame them.
We holding down the fort right here.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
I hope to be en français next week. We'll see how that goes. thank you both for coming onto the show, Trey.
Thank you, Alonzo.
It was a delight and a treat. You will never understand how much it means to us. I'm serious about that. I love you both. Mm-hmm. Thank you for joining us. Happy New Year to everyone. 2019 is upon us. It's the end of a decade. Holy fucking shit.
I know.
We're about to go into the 20s, y'all.
Roaring into the 20s. And how they will roar.
I'm ready, y'all. You've been listening to Pop Rocket Now, hosted by me, Winter Mitchell Ragnarok Furnow, with Karen Tongson, Alonzo Duralde, and Travail Anderson. Our theme music is by Party Booby Trap by Aussie Me, so thanks for letting us use it. Thanks to everyone for the 5-star reviews, of which I see none here, so that means Margaret is dead.
So I know what your 29 resolution's gonna be.
Resurrection, baby!
5-star reviews.
And if you want us to hear your feedback or even ask a panelist for advice, I don't know why you do that. We know nothing. You can call 530-237-4108. Get in touch with us on Twitter. We're at Pop Rocket, or join our Facebook group and join the discussion. You can also find us on the gram, Instagram, at Pop Rocket Podcast. That's your baby, so that's why you have
to. Really my, I mean,
it's your
Margaret
baby. It's your baby.
Margaret's on it more than I.
It's your baby. It's your pride and joy. Pop Rocket Podcast. We're a production of MaximumFun.org. The show is edited by Shayna Deloria. Never see ya. Hope you're well. Our senior producer is Laura Swisher.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.